Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Last time I was home, actually, I kicked my one cousin out because he was in college at Buff State and he came over for dinner. And yeah. I had talked about him like previously, hey, if you're going to a college party, just try not to see my parents, which I feel like is a reasonable
request. Is Buff State
request.
Where all the guys are really cut?
Yeah, like weirdly cut though. Like too cut, you know what I mean?
Oh, so there's guilt everywhere, right?
Right.
Like...
You're guilty for being parents. The youngest. I'm sorry I didn't come sooner.
Feel bad that that I'm not as successful as my brother and sister because we could have a larger home to hang out.
We could all have Thanksgiving at my house, but we have to stand side to side. When I say pass the mashed potatoes, I mean pass the potatoes because we ain't got no table at all.
Shannon said, we're putting up a tree this year. I said, for what?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanksgiving Monday, Oscar. Fun day. Fun day Monday.
Woo!
And
Woo!
You've got turkey on your mind?
No, I feel for the majority of our audience. Is probably not in the throes of traveling.
No.
And it's strange, even when I just gave Matt Bloom a pep talk off the air.
Yes.
Which I thought was very warranted. As
I agree.
You know,
there
are questions.
There were layers.
Concerns.
There were layers to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know, he's like a little brother to me, and with the good, you take the bad. And I said,
he's kind of like the little brother that you keep locked in the basement.
I said, no. He's not. He's not Sloth.
No, he's not.
No, he's more like a skinny Chunk.
Rocky Road.
No. And or like a Data.
Yeah, maybe
a Data if you're going Goonies.
Sure.
Where things go right, but then they also go wrong.
Right.
So I said to Bloom, I said, hey man, like I think this is great that you were able to do these shows.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Mike will be back
tomorrow.
He's taking a personal day to hang out with his fam. But the idea of us doing these shows during this week leading up to Thanksgiving, that's not traditionally what we do. We usually would take some days off.
Right.
Like, especially for the last few years. But since most of the people are at home, I thought it was important that we continue doing programs up until Thanksgiving.
Sure.
At least to give some sense of normalcy, which is the most unnormal 2020.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we will be here for you.
Speaking of family, my father, I got to see him yesterday. He came in.
So he came into town.
Yes. Found out he did not come in on a government jet. Also found out that he volunteered his entire time in Latin America.
Right.
Not that I asked for his W-2 or some sort of income statement or how it impacts any sort of trust.
Is it a write-off at
inheritance?
Least?
But he told me that he took like just a general run of the mill airline, but he had to get tested before he traveled.
Propeller plane or a jet?
I imagine it's a jet. He said the name. He had to go to Colombia and then from Colombia here.
I'm guessing the leg to Colombia might have involved propellers.
I said, why? Why? He goes, I wasn't paid one cent. And I said, remember when you left your family and your loved ones and me to take care of mom? And he said, and this is where I love my dad. He might have not been around when I was a kid, or my parents, not either of them.
Yeah.
They were just working.
Don't put
time.
It on him.
But in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I should share this. And my dad is very humble. He'll never talk about this. So you tell me, you're telling the world, unless you tell me not to say anything.
Right. And then you might say it anyway.
No. I'm pretty good at that.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, Oscar.
Thank you. I love the music. I need the send to me a little higher, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Just for the music.
Of course.
And... he said, Oscar, the reason I don't get paid is because I don't need to get paid to save people. And I said, well, that's I can't believe that. I was like, they didn't pay you like it wasn't a per diem or a stipend
or something.
I mean, you were gone for a while.
An honorarium.
He goes, in fact, I got no less than 12 parking tickets when I was parked outside the Ministry of Health. And you know what I did? I said, complain to the Secretary of Health?
Right.
Because you're there a lot? No. I paid them with a smile on my face.
I doubt that. That might be revisionist history right there.
I said, you got the RBF like I got the RBF, so I know you weren't smiling. But he goes, no. He goes, I do this because that way nobody can ever say they own me. And I was like, what are you talking about they own you? He goes, no political party, nobody can say that they own me. And I said, whoa, like, what's the story? He goes, if you think the politics are in flux here in the States, I'm running out of my dad voice.
Right.
In Bolivia, it's day and night. It's always in flux.
Yes, of course. I mean, this is understood. But don't you think, I don't think if you've been to rule on a parking ticket, it's going to be owned.
No, that's the difference between his generation and our generation, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind. We all do a certain amount of goodwill work. But sure. we certainly, could you imagine? I mean, I hope I'm in demand enough when I'm 80 to do something like this. But he literally gave his family up, which I think comes like second nature to him.
Yeah.
Because as soon as that pandemic bell rang, if you remember, most people ran to the families. My father ran away.
Away. As fast as he could. Shirt never touched his back. Land speed record for an 80-year-old man.
He took an international flight.
Right. At the worst possible time. Talking about rolling the dice.
To a country, which is his motherland.
Right, of course.
I mean, I consider myself, an American.
Yeah.
And I said to him, okay, I get that, but do you know, okay, I respect the fact that you donated your time.
Right.
You wouldn't let him fly you back or fly you down or anything like that.
Because he doesn't want to be owned.
He doesn't want to be, I guess, what is it? Maybe the word is not owned in Spanish. It's more like indebted.
Yeah, I don't want to be indebted, right?
Mm-hmm. But imagine, maybe it shouldn't be as shocking to me. But in a world of public health,
yes,
which is the, like, and may I say, and only those of you in radio, or maybe even television have ever worked in television or radio will understand this. Public health is like the promotions department at a radio station. It's absolutely thankless.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
People like, oh, you're a doctor. Oh, you're not in the private sector. Oh.
So the equivalent of going and asking the promotions director for tickets to see Foo Fighters is like, hey, do you have any pills?
Yeah, because you're like, you're so talented.
Right.
You're so talented. Why are you on the sticker patrol? Why?
Nick Sticker.
Why are you Nick Sticker on the weekends?
How many presets on your radio are set to Z100?
You have a PhD. Why are you giving $107 away to listeners when you pull them over?
Who's got the news clues?
E107, for those of you.
Exactly. Yeah.
No. So, I'm not disrespecting my father's profession. Public health, I mean, look, epidemiologists overall are in need more than ever.
Of course.
So I lay this on him. I said, Dad, you have done so much for this, for society in general, and the fact that you've given up so much for Bolivia. And
the fact that you spent so much time away from me and my brothers and my mother.
Your family, the sacrifice.
The one that you stood on the altar of God and promised to stand by for the rest of your life.
And he said, make sure you order roses for our anniversary for your mama.
Do you remember?
I'll pay you back.
Do you remember the sickness and health part?
Yeah.
It's all in there.
He's done a lot for his kids as well. Sure. I think he's clearly given us a great example of how to be and who to like.
Okay, that is all well and good. When is the last time you saw him? It wasn't your graduation, was it? You'd seen him since your graduation.
From business school three years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I saw him when he was like, hey, I just got a call from the Ministry of Health in Bolivia. swing by on Saturday because I'm out on Sunday. I'm leaving on Sunday.
I'm outie.
So I was like, okay. And then I got there. There's like four bags packed. You got to commend someone that is so much further in life or a human being to say, I'm going to work for 7 months to save people's lives.
And pay parking tickets all the time.
And pay parking tickets outside the building I'm volunteering at.
Now, listen, I'm just going to be devil's advocate for a second.
Yes.
Don't take this in the wrong way. Take this in the way in which it's offered. He's 80 years old.
Yes.
I'm sure it's fine that he's driving. Yeah, but do you think that the parking tickets is just because he's not good at following regulations?
No, he's very conservative in that manner.
Okay, all right.
He's driven slow his entire life. He's parked in the right place his entire life.
Do you think that are they targeting him?
No, they're not targeting. It's political. It's so,
I was going to say, yeah. We'll get you into our party $16 at a time.
What I thought.
Put a peso in the meter.
I think my father also grew up in a different political, I guess, environment, even as a younger man.
Well, he's seen it.
Yeah, he's always like, this is it could be divisive. This is more about public health, and public health should not be political.
How long did he live in Bolivia before he came stateside? Was he 30 when he moved?
Yeah, he was probably 34, 35.
So he saw a lot, and he understands the way things go down there. He's a good man.
And I asked him about the private sector, and he said, maybe. He goes, I like volunteering my time. I said, all right, well, if you change your mind, let me know. But what I thought was, well, I guess what was a true blast is that, and feel free, actually, I can't talk about it, but that he discussed the nature of, oh, God, I can't, oh, God, I'll just say it.
Yeah.
Fine. I asked him, I brought him a nice bottle of Malbec, and my father doesn't drink.
Right.
But I was happy that he's back home, so he took a little sip, and
Did it remind you of the tequila flight at the state dinner?
No, I didn't bring that up.
Okay,
that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
I bring him up here.
Well, let's not bring it up then.
He said, "What did he say?" Oh, he said, "I asked him about the vaccines and the we try to look into Nostradamus' crystal ball.
What's going to happen in the next couple months, right?"
Yeah, and then he said, "Look, that's a larger conversation, but I will say," and then he talked about the negotiations because, you know, better or worse. Probably worse in my eyes. I'll say yes, worse.
Yeah.
Bolivia in the last 14, 15 years has become more socialist.
Okay.
Within their, and not everybody, I can't speak for anybody in my family, but not everybody, at least stateside, is happy about that.
Right.
At least myself. Though I'm a citizen now, so I've moved on.
Yes, but you pay your taxes. Opinion, you're allowed to have it.
He did mention in passing, no detail, but I can't wait to get into the throes of the holidays because I will chisel away at this.
Yeah,
this story. Where so Bolivia needs to do that. Well, they have relationships with China and Russia.
Okay,
and that he was at the table that where they were negotiating the vaccines with Russia and China, and what options there were, and what was viable and what was not viable.
That sounds promising, by the way, as a Chinese vaccine. I think that...
Well, and it's all... and I guess the takeaway here, it's only promising, and it only should be promising, especially on the international side, if the World Health Organization has certified it.
Okay, all right. So we're not going to be...
That's the takeaway.
So we're not going to be buying this Chinese vaccine at, like, a strip mall in Arlington. It's got to come through the proper channels.
Well, I know it's not even about. So they did not end up using the trials in Bolivia for either vaccine, for multiple reasons, but they just didn't, which I will not get into.
Okay.
But, the idea that we have a vaccine is, you know, it's mind blowing to him, and he's happy about it.
Yeah, I'm curious. Let me.
He actually called. He said the earliest. He told me not in April. Of last, he said the earliest, and I thought he was full of it. The earliest we'll have it is within a year.
Wow. So he's genuinely shocked that we've got, I guess, now three that are in play in trial,
yeah,
right?
But they're not 100% certified yet.
No. But I mean, right? he thinks we're ahead of where we might have been, is what I'm saying.
No, I think he's on schedule. I thought we were going to have it in July. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but so you never said what year.
No. He said a year from end of March, early April.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we'll probably get it here.
Right.
So he's right.
Yeah.
Like, he was right. I was like, in 6 months, the world would have moved, you know, this entire medical world and collectively gotten this.
Did you ask him what he felt about the efficacy? Because I know that the efficacy of the virus is much higher than they anticipated. Was he shocked by that?
He said it's a modern marvel. But again, it's about the deployment. It's about how effective it is for the general population and who is actually it's actually effective for. There's so many more variables. And not to be a Debbie Downer, this look, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Sure. Closer now than ever before, honestly.
But it is fascinating. I don't know. I always feel like that you sometimes you get wrapped up in this world of, man, like everybody's just out for themselves, and then your dad comes back and you forget that, oh, he was just volunteering his time, much like many people across this country.
Yeah.
That aren't talking about it or don't have this platform like we have here of volunteering their time.
Well, he's a frontline worker, but at the utmost level.
Yeah.
I mean, he went to another nation that is not.
Yeah, but he's also 80, right?
Sure.
Because I asked him, I said, you seem to have a very cavalier attitude about this. And my mom said, well, because he's probably desensitized for it because he's been flying around the world.
Yeah, the world.
The world.
The world, Maddie.
Into these hot spots.
Yeah.
Every time something breaks out or there's the possibility of some sort of disease spreading.
How is his mood as a rule? I mean, just having seen him, is he worn down? Is he optimistic? Was he pleased to see you? Was he avoiding your mother?
He was happy to be back in the States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as my mom kept on chiseling away for stories, she said...
Of the other family? What was her name again, dear?
Yeah. Why did you just come home?
It's like a divorce. You'll get him for Thanksgiving, but maybe not for Christmas.
When did the fall semester end over there? No. No mention of another family.
That's good. He didn't trip up.
He did 3 or 4 times say, so I guess we're not going to Los Angeles this year.
He kept saying it?
And then he'd look at my mom like, you ruined this for us? Because he seems okay with traveling, clearly.
Did he? Well, clearly. I mean, he's an international guy. Did he? Yeah. Did the Los Angeles references become more frequent as the Malbec was poured?
Pro tip to your family. My dad will only have one glass, and that'll be it.
All right.
We only have to get one bottle for this man.
For the year.
For the year. My sister asked me, she goes, why didn't you get one more bottle? And I said, oh, no. He's going to have one little glass.
That's it.
And then you and mom can drink the rest. Mm-hmm. And you're fine.
That's good.
And he goes, oh, she goes, oh, I get it. He's barely going to drink it. I'm like, yeah, that'll be it. And then we look great, and you get to have some wine, and mom gets to have some wine.
Perfect. That's a win-win.
And my sister, who knows that we're like in gloomy Olney, Maryland, because that's just what it is.
That's what it says on the sign when you come to town, right? Gloomy Olney?
It's the Mid-Atlantic. It's gloomy. There's no snow reflecting the sun back at us. It's not like Buffalo where you forget how terrible it is, but you love your football team. Sorry, Maddie. It's just
this weekend was perfect Mid-Atlantic fall weather where it wasn't cold and it wasn't hot, but it managed to be humid.
Yeah.
That's the grossness of it. That's why it's so bad.
But we're huddled up watching The Crown.
Sure.
Pro tip for those of you who have a happy, more socially distanced pandemic with square footage.
Uh-huh.
Don't call your family members that are stuck in the cities and show them what a wonderful time you're having. Because that only creates resentment.
Right.
So my sister, God bless her, she calls in the middle of, I think, the fourth episode, which I've watched already, but I'm pretending not to because I love my mom and dad.
You're a good guy.
Yeah. So we're watching The Crown again. And she's like, hey, look at the view from our Palm Springs resort. And it looks gorgeous.
Of course it does.
And I said, what are you guys doing? We're in a dark room watching The Crown.
Six feet.
Mask on. We all have masks on.
Yeah. You're not in your room playing Ibble Dibble?
No, I'm not playing Ibble Dibble.
I need the cork from the Malbec. I need to burn the cork from the Malbec because we're going to play Ibble Dibble
in the living room. Ibble Dibble room. You Crown fans are dying right now. Those of you that don't know, you should watch it.
Oh, this is going to be so funny in about 3 weeks for a lot of people. I promise.
So,
Ibble Dibble.
As I had texted my sister, I said, sorry about the short call.
Yeah.
Looks like fun. Don't call your siblings and show them your beautiful view.
No, there's going to be a lot of extendo Zoom calls this week, and particularly, I think, on Thursday and Friday. Here's the deal. Keep your cards close to the vest. Tell them you're okay. Draw the curtains.
Dark is good. Yeah.
Dark is very
good. If you live in a snowy paradise,
no!
Don't show them that.
Don't show them sand.
Just say, oh, man, the slopes look terrible this week, but it's okay. We're just going to hang out inside. What do you got? Well, we're hanging out inside, too. All right, then that makes it even better.
Well, you know what? Don't even tell them you're at a resort. Just here's what you say to everybody. They turned us around at Tennessee. We had to go home. I know this looks like a hotel room. This is our new look. This is what we're doing. We're home. Blinds are drawn. There's reruns on TV. Virtual parade. Love you. Bye.
Do what I like to do. Do the Mike O'Mara, who you know, for better or worse, is probably the most selfish man on the show. And he
okay.
he likes to come on the show in the morning. He goes, "How's your weather doing?"
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's 23 bone chilling degrees.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I might get to 80, but he does that before the show starts.
Right. He'll definitely passively say something. Wow, cold snap. It's like 62.
Yeah. Before the show.
Right. He plants
and
that seed.
And then we give him a bunch of gruff.
Right.
To get his social governor back in check.
Exactly.
And then he's like, he comes on the show and we don't discuss it anymore.
Right.
But,
exactly.
But if you got that every day, it could grind on you after a while.
Sure.
Right? From loved ones.
Yeah.
That could have come and visited.
But. turned him around in Tennessee, Oscar,
I hope my sister, Tot, if you're listening, Tatiana, call her Tot, T-A-T.
Any chance at all she's listening?
She might be. I think my nephew's listening now, so he'll probably rat me out. So
Luca listens?
I saw it downloaded on his phone. The app, so
oh, that's great.
Yeah, he might be into what we're doing.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I hope Luca. Not. Stop listening, Luca. But
no.
If you're listening,
stay away from the
ball back. Say we'd love to come across to Thanksgiving, and then make the excuse for school when the kids are
distance learning.
Yes,
Julia did two classes when she drove to my dad's house 3 weeks ago. She pulled over at a Stuckey's, did a class, and then turned her phone off and kept going. She did a class on the beach.
So that's what really got me, where I was like, And then don't make us feel guilty for not coming to you.
Oh, they did the double reverso on you?
Yes.
Oh, that's not okay.
So
pull the blinds, no snow, no sand, no sunshine.
Now, mind you, I'm the youngest, so there's guilt everywhere, right?
Right.
Like,
you're guilty for being the youngest. I'm sorry I didn't come sooner.
Feel bad that that I'm not as successful as my brother and sister because we could have a larger home to hang out.
We could all have Thanksgiving at my house, but we have to stand side to side. When I say pass the mashed potatoes, I mean pass the potatoes because we ain't got no table at all.
Janet said, "We're putting up a tree this year." I said, "For what?" I can't wait till this year is over.
Oh, yeah, because next year is going to be perfect. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My family ruined Thanksgiving for me. They said, "No, you always take us to restaurants. We're going to cater it for you. We'll bring the food." There's 10 of us. My sister brings a 12-pound turkey. Grace did not go the way I would have liked it to. Thank you, God, for the 12-pound turkey. I didn't know they made them that small. It must have got hit by a car. I hope it didn't suffer. Since there are 10 of us, tell me there are 9 more turkeys just like this in the kitchen. And my other sister, the health nut, she brought the vegetables. She brought turnips. How do you like my turnips? I don't think you're supposed to eat these. These suck with butter on them. And nothing sucks with butter on them.
We were never allowed in the house in the summertime when I was a kid. I'd come home, I'd get off my bike. Mom, I'm home. Get out. Walking around the house, marking up the woodwork. Get out and do something. Why don't you go out in the backyard and dig a hole? Why don't you dig to China? They were always having company coming over, you know, that was a big thing. We're having company tonight, so stay out of the bathroom. Stay out of that bathroom! We've got company coming over! Where are we supposed to go? I don't care. Just regulate yourself. Wait till they leave. Thanksgiving was another big day when we were kids, you know. We'd have the big turkey every year. Last year, the turkey weighed 185 pounds. It had a tattoo. Riding around the front lawn on a Harley. Took my sister hostage for 24 hours. My Uncle Zeke actually had to put on his flame-retardant pilgrim suit and subdue him with a flamethrower. He was always dressing up for Thanksgiving. One year he dressed up as a butterball turkey. And my Aunt Rose couldn't stop talking about it. Oh, my God, look at Zeke dressing up like a butterball turkey. I can't believe it. Look at him sitting in that roasting pan wearing go-go boots. Pouring gravy on his torso with a big old ladle. He's going to get arrested for public self-basting. Just like he did last year. Look where he's got the thermometer.
Oh.
It's Uncle the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is great. This is like when Jerry used to be on one stage in Las Vegas and throw it to Frank Sinatra at another stage in Las Vegas. Oscar and I are separated by 18 feet of glass, but we're in the same room.
Yes.
It's great. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-time listener, please sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Papillion, Nebraska, to Mans Harbor, North Carolina, Buckeye, Arizona, to Saluda, Virginia. Saluda, does that mean hello or welcome in Spanish?
Yeah. Saluda? Well, saludo.
Saludos. Yeah.
Well, salud. Cheers.
Cheers. Smyrna, Delaware, to Lajos, Portugal. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Brought to you by Cornerstone. Cornerstone, I'm almost done with my refi. They are so great. They're making it we're able to do home improvements now that we haven't been able to do in years. And it's because
how does it feel? Like a fresh coat of paint?
Oh, the paint is awesome. It's just, I mean, things that you got used to, like a light switch. You say, you know, we just don't need that light. No, but now you got light. It's great. In the future, when wise men discuss the pandemic and all the ways it affected the world, one thing they'll talk about is how the housing industry surged during this unprecedented time. If anything, this is a mini silver lining to the pandemic. You don't want to read about this in the history books about mortgage rates dropping to all-time lows, housing appreciation soaring, and record numbers of sales contracts. You want to call Mark Livingstone and do it now, because you can get in on this. Other companies are advertising ultra-low rates, but they don't tell you that they're charging you a ton of origination points. So call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial. At this level, you'll likely never need to refinance again. My stepmother, Kathy, refied two properties with them. Mm.
Two.
Call the loan professionals at Cornerstone and don't miss out on being a part of history, whether you purchase, refinance, cash out, or get a lower rate and shorter term. Here's the thing about Cornerstone. If you call them and just lay it out, they'll tell you whether or not it's for you. They're not going to make you do it if it's not worth it, but chances are it's going to be worth it. Give them a call, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Now, it's funny we mentioned Cornerstone and home improvements. I was sort of a handyman this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Did some handy stuff, but first, before around the house, when I was starting to drive, I got my license in, I guess, 1988 or so.
License to drive.
And
Corey
is he your favorite Corey?
I think we've had this conversation.
Yeah, but it merits keeping people updated.
Well, it creeps me out now, so I'll
now,
take Haim.
I'll take Haim. Haim is, have we lost Haim? Haim passed, right?
Yeah, he tragically.
Regrettably, we've lost Haim. Yeah. Maybe we need another Corey.
Dream a little dream. Underrated movie.
No, I think it was rated just about right.
No, I always say that, but people don't give enough credit.
Not enough love? No. So I've been driving a while, and I've had a lot of beater cars in my life. Right now, I'm very happy with my car. It is a late model Kia Sorento, a most exotic automobile. And it has a lot of extras on it that I don't necessarily need or want, but they're there. And last week, I'm driving, and I get, boom, a big yellow triangle with a squiggly under it on my dashboard, and it says, front left tire low. And so I start monkeying with all the buttons on the on the steering wheel, right? Mm-hmm. And I finally bring up tire pressure, and it's at 29 PSI, and all the others are at 30. And I said, well, that doesn't seem like a crisis. That's 1 pound of air. That doesn't seem so bad. And so, but, you know, the thing that bothers me is there's no way to, like, ignore it.
Yeah, but you also like you like things nice and organized.
If I could have hit the okay button enough time, and it all comes back when you have the steering wheels with all the buttons on it, it's always the okay button. I wanted to hit the okay button and say, okay, I know this, I'll take care of it. Mm-hmm. But it stayed there. So now, last Friday on the way home from Podcast Village, I'm driving home, and there's several different ways that Waze will direct me home. This way, it took me by the old MacArthur Theater in Washington, D.C., that is now a CVS, which is a tragedy to me because it's a beautiful motion picture palace from the 1930s. World premieres were held there, and now it's a drugstore.
Yeah, takes you to the Palisades.
And right across from it is a service station. I say, you know what? Going to get me some gas. Going to put some air in my tire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Old school service station. I said, I bet the air is free. Bet the air is free. Because you know what? That's the way it used to be, man. Just go up and use the air. So I pull in, and because I'm a good guy. So
I also didn't have the internet before.
I'll get a few gallons of gas, and I look, and the gas at this gas station, $3.20. It's $1.70 outside of the city. And so I get 3 gallons of gas because I said, if I'm going to get their free air, I should probably buy some gas.
Yes.
So I drop $10 on gas, go over to the air pump, and not only is it not free, there is a credit card swiping device on the air pump.
Oh, smart.
And so,
no more dirty coins.
So I go over. Yeah, exactly what I'm thinking. I'm applauding their intelligence for charging me for
air. Anytime you make me put coins in, I think I judge you. It's not Captain Andy's.
So, you know what? Also, all of us who have ever worked in radio have always had this discussion with a general manager. Do you realize what a magical business we're in? We sell air.
Yeah,
we sell air. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. So I go over and I swipe my credit card and nothing. And I swipe my credit card and nothing. And I swipe my credit card and nothing. I've already got the little thing off the tire, you know, the little cap. Mm-hmm. And I hear, deet, 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 deet. And I look down and I get a digital readout. It says, server offline. Server offline. Server offline. I said, I just want a pound of air. Yeah. So I go into the clerk. Still got the little thing in my hand, right? And so I go in and I say, your server is offline on the air pump. And he says, yeah, I don't know why the guy doesn't fix that. Okay, this is my first problem. In my mind, he is the guy because it's his gas station. He should be the one fixing it.
But there's probably a vendor that he wants to come in. You know?
Air vendor.
Yeah.
The air vendor. So
no, the credit card guy that's come in and said, hey, I can take your analog solution and I can make it digital.
So I said, I need to get some air. Can I still use it? He says, oh, yeah, it takes coins. There's a coin box on the back of it. I said, that explains why I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. He said, do you have a dollar? I said, yep. So I took a dollar out of my wallet and gave it to him, and he hands me 4 quarters. He says, it's $1.50.
Yeah.
I said, then I probably need more than 4 quarters, don't I? And he says, oh, yeah. So I get 4 more quarters from him. And then the lady who's beside him says, this was the greatest part. She said, sometimes it's $1.50, sometimes it's $1.70. And I said, so do I need dimes? She says, no, just another quarter. I said, another quarter is $1.75. And she goes, and she literally takes to her fingers. And she goes, you're right. And so I go, and it was $1.75 for 1 pound of air, and I was able to do it. So I felt pretty handy when I did that, got that done.
How could you ever feel handy putting air in your tire? I think everybody knows how to do that.
Well, you know what? But, you know, you check once you pay $1.75, you got the air hose for like 10 minutes. So I checked the pressure on everything.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being a jerk.
What I did is I solved a problem. I was pleased with it. So
yeah, but
good.
I feel like... Isn't the air thing something that we just all know, like how to get ice out of an ice maker?
Oh, I think it's a little different than that.
Really?
If you're trying to use like the pressure gauge and everything.
It's so easy. It's just like you hit it, air comes out, it tells you where you are, and then put more air.
Well, no, because it's a separate thing, and then the little brass thing pops out, and it has to be at 30,
I could be
right?
I'm Mads. Do you know how to put air in your tire?
Believe it or not, I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm not the type of person who usually would.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's as common as you would
as
think.
I think?
Yeah.
No.
And also, I think now that it's $1.75, a lot of people are probably blowing it off because it's too expensive.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
The Shell in Georgetown here?
Yeah.
The one on Wisconsin Avenue across from the Exxon. And I only say this because
you know what that
there's
is?
Only one gas station.
What that is, folks, that's the legendary petroleum district of Georgetown.
There are only two gas stations
two gas
in Georgetown.
And they're 40 feet apart.
Yes.
I know. I've used them both.
That's
I've used
it.
Them both.
They that's have Shell. We'll give you air for free.
Oh.
You walk into the tent and you're like, hey, I need some air in my tires. Where's your air gauge? And he's like, oh, come on, do it.
See, where were you yesterday? Like, where were you on Friday? Would have been great.
And then when somebody does that for you,
that's
I'm like,
great.
I didn't care about the dollars. Here's a $5 spot.
Yeah, you tip them for
Thank
that.
You.
I would rather spend $5 to have it done than $1.70 or $5.75 to get it done. But
do you have a tire gauge in your vehicle?
I do, but I used the one that was on the
that's on the actual reader
because it was right there. So that's good, and I felt pretty handy about that until I got home. And this weekend, I said we've just gotten some paint on the walls. So with my mom coming over for Thanksgiving, we want to hang the stuff back up, you know, pictures and stuff that are
respectable
dead, because they're laying around. Now I'm going to send you a picture here of what I had to install. Carrie bought a shelf for over our bar. All right. And it was a not a hard install. It had, as she says, some assembly required. And
do you want to hold it up to the camera?
I will, as a matter of fact.
Can actually, and I can see it right there.
And I'm sending it to you now anyway. So it looks like this. And it's Maddie, can you zoom in?
Yeah, Mads. Oh, she's that's why we have her here. She's
nice.
All right. Hold on a sec. Hold on. Pull back a little bit. Rob,
okay,
you pull back and then put now.
Okay, okay, you can sort of see it. So there's a bar under it, and then you see the shelf on top that has all the cocktail shakers on it. Beautiful, right? It turned out very nice. But the problem is when you're hanging something like that, what's the one thing you want to do? You want to use wall anchors or look for a stud in the wall?
Yes.
And finding a stud is hard, so I just assume
it's going to be heavy, right?
Right. It has to hold like 90 pounds.
Yes.
So I had to assume that I wouldn't be able to find a stud. What would be the luck of 9 screws as I'm putting in the wall anchors of finding 2 studs by accident? And when you do that, you absolutely destroy your wall anchor. Your bit tears it up. You have to pull it out. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing more exciting than after just painting your walls to thinking, well, that's going to need a little patching.
Yeah, a little patching.
So I had the dumb luck of finding 2 studs that I wasn't even looking for. And it's just, you know what? You're a handy guy.
You hung it?
I hung it, yeah, but you know, you're handy.
I hung a TV this weekend. I was proud of myself.
Oh, that's a tough job. That's a tough job.
What is it? Wall anchors and everything.
Do you do the bracket and then the TV gets screwed to another bracket that hangs onto it? Or?
So it depends on your wall. And yes, you're right. You're lucky. If you find rule of thumb,
yes.
If you find at least one wall, one actual
stud,
then you're good.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But if you're not looking for it and you find it, it pisses you off.
In an office building, though, with the metal studs.
A modern, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure you anchor everything.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad.
So that's an anchor for each one of the actual little holes to make sure that you don't create an OSHA situation.
Yeah. You're a relatively handy guy, and I've worked with you. And, you know, I get by, but it was to the point when it was done. Also, cheap screws on this, so when it hit the stud, it immediately stripped. You know, I'm using a drill on a low speed, right? And it goes, and then, and there is nothing left on the screw. Nothing at all. And so what should have been a 10-minute project was closer to an hour.
I'm so impressed that you tried that.
And then Carrie,
you're actually hanging something. I'm impressed.
And then Carrie says, hey, I have another shelf if you'd like to try. I said, you know what? Maybe not tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe not tonight, but I will get to it, hopefully. So now the deal is avoid the studs instead of finding the studs.
Yeah.
And the tires are great.
Anchors.
Yes. I love wall anchors.
Home, setting everything up. My mom, my brother, who's just so super nice, ended up buying my mom all the new appliances. Which I saw yesterday for the first time.
And your mom has a thing for appliances, doesn't she?
Oh, Jesus Christ. So the old fridge went into the garage, like everybody else that gets an appliance. You put your old fridge in the garage.
Love a fridge garage, right? You can put the Malbec in it.
There is more food in the fridge in the garage than there is in the fridge in her kitchen. Because she's doing that old lady thing where she doesn't want to use her new appliance.
Right,
even though it's in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, keep it clean by not using it.
I don't know what the purpose of that is. Shannon yesterday, when we were done eating, said, should we use the dishwasher? Because my mom doesn't use it. She's never used the dishwasher. And
how long has she had it?
Her old brand new dishwasher is still brand new because it's gone now.
You mean she never used the first one?
She doesn't use dishwashers. She never uses them. Never.
Love my dishwasher.
So my mom, because she's just used to being on the River Nile washing stuff.
Beating it with a rock.
Yeah, beating it with a rock. She refuses to use it. She actually used her old dishwasher for storage.
Right.
And but we noticed this year that the storage was gone because the new one had been installed.
Is it for storage?
And the foreigner and her were like, okay, and my sister said this on the phone even before I got to my mom's house. She goes, maybe you guys can get her to start using the dishwasher.
Right.
So my wife.
Get her some pods.
My wife said.
My wife.
Should we use the dishwasher? Like really out loud.
Yeah, loud.
She goes, no. Only solamente si hay más de 12, and which is only if there's more than 12.
12 people or 12 dishes?
And Shannon looks at me and she goes, what does she say? I said, only if there are more than 12 dishes.
You know, it's great. She's got a policy. We're running the metrics on this meal. This is a non-dishwasher meal. I'm curious, with Thanksgiving,
yes,
might be a great time to break it out.
I hope so, but it's only four people, so there's not going to be 12 dishes.
Well, use salad plates. Okay. Thanksgiving is in full effect here. As a matter of fact, this is Maddie's last day with us this week.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to hear about her trip to Buffalo, so we'll talk about that when we return. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, dear. We are in unprecedented times, and it's imperative that we do what we can to flatten the curve. That includes social distancing. Sometimes that's easy, like with my wife. But if it's a young, lovely voter, perhaps one who just turned 18, you may be tempted to reach out and touch them, ideologically, I mean, and harness their excitement to really embrace America. You mustn't do this. Now listen, keep to yourself, stare from a safe distance, make eye contact, purse your lips, perhaps a wink, connect to your imagination. Ooh. And remember, it's not creepy, because Bill said it's okay. You're saving lives. Be smart. Socially distance. Once this is over, we can all party like a rock star. But don't tell Hillary.
Don't tell her. Remember, quality sleep is more important than ever as we head into winter, Oscar. It's just the best.
Oh, absolutely.
Not only is a natural immunity booster. Yes, of course.
Matt, look at your phone, please.
Oh, did you send him a how you doing text?
I said there might be something going on. So.
All right.
Look at your phone.
Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. You spend a third of your life in bed, so shouldn't it be a Sleep Number bed? Now more than ever, we all need quality sleep to be at our best, and Sleep Number beds make it possible. If you have never stopped and just laid in one, you don't know what you're missing. They feel unlike any other mattress ever. Mike is so in love with his. He has them at both of his houses. He doesn't know what he would do without it. So what should you do this winter? Stick to a schedule, shut off your screens, and treat yourself to the best bed in the world, Sleep Number, because a great day starts the night before. Mike's Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Here's a side light. You don't have to have the same mattress firmness as your partner. Each side is adjustable, so that makes it the best for couples. Discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed for proven quality sleep. And now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Click the button on our website. You'll be pleased you did. Just make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. And there you have it. Maddie loves this song. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, because, Maddie, what is it the theme to?
It's the Golden Girls theme song.
It's, yeah, the Golden Girls, it's a different version sung by a lady.
Yes.
But this is Thank You for Being a Friend. So, Maddie, you fly to Buffalo this evening?
I'm driving up, actually.
Driving,
but
good
yes.
for you.
She's not flying, she's driving.
Yeah.
Driving is great.
No COVID for me.
Because the last time you went up, you did use the magic of air travel, right?
No, I flew up for
Anirondacks.
Boston.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Of course,
in like July, but yeah, right now
I remember the plastic shield.
Exactly, yeah. Right now I wouldn't fly though, so we'll be driving.
So
yeah.
Is it? You'll be up for Thanksgiving, and I can only imagine that Thanksgiving in the past at the mayor's palace, because Oscar, as you know, she is the first daughter of Buffalo.
Yeah. So when I watched the Crown,
yeah,
I think of the most powerful person we have within our little radius here, mm-hmm. and then I think of Maddie. So when she goes back to the house, it's the palace, as you just said.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So in the past, Thanksgiving is a big deal there, right?
Like yeah. 70 people.
Yeah, it's usually like 50 people. Oof. You know, there's, you know, the occasional stabbing, as we've talked about before.
Oh, that classic story. I think we'll roll that out for the Christmas bonus show.
Great.
When, what was his baby Angelo?
Joey.
Joey. Joey fell on a glass table. It was ugly. It was ugly.
But although there are fewer people, the chances of that are never zero. So we'll see if that happens again this year.
So you're not hosting a super spreader Thanksgiving?
No. Which is great. So I think there's going to be, you know, less than 10 of us. I was supposed to drive up with my friend who lives in California, who she always goes to Thanksgiving with me. I had to uninvite her because of COVID.
Wow, that is butt awkward.
Yeah, it was responsible. Weird.
That was weird.
What was the conversation like?
Well, she was like in Philly last
Everyone who's coming to my house for Thanksgiving, take a step forward. Not so fast.
Yeah, well, I've kicked... Last time I was home, actually, I kicked my one cousin out because he was in college at Buff State and he came over for dinner. And I had talked about him like previously, hey, if you're going to college parties, just try not to see my parents, which I feel like is a reasonable
request. Is Buff State where all the guys are really cut?
Yeah, like weirdly cut though, like too cut, you know what I mean? But he... came over, it was like Sunday night, and we asked, you know, what did you do for the weekend? He goes, oh, I went to my first college party. And I was just, and then I was like, oh, did you have a mask on at least? He said, it was on my person. Don't know what that means. And then my mom asked how many
people. He got that from the Matt Bloom book, I think.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, how many people were there? And he goes, oh, a ton. And so I went up to him. I said, I don't want you here. And so I kicked him out of my house.
Yes. Good. Good for you.
Shut him the door.
So
that's right.
I guess I did the same with my friend coming up to Thanksgiving. But she was cool with it. So that's
Will she just stay home with a can of turkey soup?
She was traveling too much.
Yeah, she was going around. She had a friend coming this weekend. And I knew they were going to be going out to eat and things like that.
Sure.
So, but she was understanding. I don't know what she's going to do for Thanksgiving. I felt terrible. Nobody should be alone. But
no, you know what?
Yeah, but this is the year we make that sacrifice.
Exactly.
It's the time to do it. So in the past, with 50 people, was it catered?
No, we cooked. So my mom, you know, every year goes to the butcher.
We all know Tony Masiello. What's your mother's name?
Kate.
It's Kate Masiello, short for Catherine.
Kathleen, actually.
Oh, Kathleen.
Close.
That's right.
But so Kate goes to the butcher in like August every year and says, listen, I want the biggest turkey you get. And so by the time Thanksgiving rolls around.
Like at the end of A Christmas Carol when Scrooge throws open the
Pretty much, that's
says,
us.
You mean the one as big as me, sir?
So usually it's between like 30 and 35 pounds.
That's insane.
That like barely fits in the oven. And that's just one turkey. Well, relatives bring over like additional turkeys and ham and everything. It's ridiculous the amount of food that we get. It barely fits in the oven. But yeah, it's kind of like a potluck. Everybody brings something.
Okay.
That's nice.
And this year you're going to scale back the size of the turkey?
I don't think so because my mom already ordered
it. It's a pre-order, Rob.
So
in August, she's thinking COVID done by November 15th.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking.
Still need the big turkey.
Well, at that point, they still were going to have everybody over because my parents, their big issue was, you know, how do we... uninvite people and then invite some people, that whole shebeel.
And also, remember in March, they still weren't taking it seriously. I remember they were slow adopters to COVID
but
policy.
Luckily, they
Tony and Kate.
They have come to their senses.
Good.
And it will just be like 10 of us with a 30-pound turkey. So sandwiches for days.
I was going to say, God.
Isn't there a mandate in the state of New York?
Yeah, it's no more than 10. So.
Yeah, like, and what was great is I'm watching the news, might have been yesterday, if not Saturday.
Right.
Man, I'm a boring guy. both weekend days, I'm watching the news.
Sure.
One New Yorker got on the horn that they were interviewing on the street. They said, oh, we'll knock each other out. We have no problem doing that.
Oh, no.
On Thanksgiving.
Hey, yous do that? Yeah. 35-pound turkey. It don't fit in the oven so good no more. Kate. You know what I imagine probably happened is your mom placed the order with the New York butcher in August, and about November 1st, the phone rings, and Kate says, hello. He says, hey, it's the butcher. No backsies.
Probably.
No returns, no returns. I got a 90-pound bird coming over to your house.
We'll eat it, though, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah, that's a lot.
They're stimulating the economy as best they can.
So will your mom cook a turkey, Oscar? Is that the plan? Or?
My mom is the turkey's already in her second fridge in the.
Well, it's not been COVID cleared.
It's ready to go. It's in quarantine.
It's in quarantine. It
just got here. She won't let it in the house till Thursday.
Turkey testing.
But it meets the 14-day benchmark. It's bigger than it should be. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
And then also, as long as the food isn't going to waste.
Right.
I don't begrudge that of anyone. If that's the one thing they want to keep normal.
Yeah, I think so.
And it is weird because for us, like my brother, my sister-in-law, my nephew, it's his birthday around Thanksgiving. So we usually have a big birthday
party. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cooked.
And so
then
to speak.
My sister from California. So they're in Boston. My sister from California was supposed to come home. Mm-hmm. That's done. So I look, is it going to be a little, is it the word melancholy?
It'll be sad. Yeah, a little right? sad, a little different. Yeah.
It might be, but I have to say that if you take a moment and you focus on just the idea that you get to even have a meal with someone you love, if that's even possible for
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
then you focus on the past and how great it was and the future and how great it's going to be. We can get through this.
And here is a great takeaway, Oscar. This year, I do not have to peel 25 pounds of potatoes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Also, Patriots, Steelers, Ravens.
Yeah.
Thursday Night Football.
If the Washington football team wins, they're the first place in the NFC.
The Washington football team.
They really are playing for first place.
Yeah, and that night, it's literally Ravens-Steelers.
That's right, and there's that 75-foot parade in New York City.
The cars.
Exactly, it'll be great. The balloons, they're actually blowing them up by mouth this year. That's how small they are. We're going to take a break. We're talking food. I've got a food breakthrough that's going to blow your mind. When I told Maddie about it, she was all in this morning. She said, "What is matter with you?" We're back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic.
You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Berry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MikeOMaraShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MikeOMaraShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
I talked about the humidity, but you know what? We're on the tail end of a cold front moving through. It was chilly this morning. It's going to be chilly all week, and that's good news if you have a solo stove. The foliage is breathtaking. Fall is here, and there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. I think we'll probably do one Thanksgiving night.
Even just if you have a fire pit. I kid you not. I don't want to S all over your fire pit.
Do it!
Get one of these solo stoves, and you're going to be like, whoa!
It's so easy to light.
Wish my fire pit had this.
Yeah, well, fire pit, you know what? You spend an hour trying to get the fire pit going, and it just can't. Solo stove is vented in such a way that it burns fast, it burns hot, minimum smoke, and when you're done, cleanup is easy because it's just like microfine ash.
Yeah.
A solo stove, we all have them, we all love them. It creates the moments with stainless steel construction designed, listen to this, to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. You'll wonder how there's that much fire with so little smoke, and better yet, portable and built to last. Put it on the patio, put it in the yard, carry it around, take it to a friend's house for a socially distanced fire event. You can do it. It's easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase, and you can't beat that. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. So now, you can get $10 off when you use the promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com, and remember, get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. So do that, and do it right now.
Makes
a good gift. How about that?
Holidays are
coming. Oscar, when I see a headline on the internet and it says, it's technically not cannibalism, I said, I'm in. Because I said, technically not cannibalism. So you've heard the phrase, you are what you eat, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a design museum. I believe it is in London. It is the London Design. It's called the London Design Museum. And it is called Ouroboros Steak is the product. And it is a. It was recently nominated for Design of the Year by the London-based Design Museum. And what it is a do-it-yourself meal kit for growing steaks made from human cells.
Oh.
So you can actually grow a steak out of yourself.
How the hell is that possible?
Well, first of all, I love this. Have you ever seen the image? You sometimes see it on the internet of a snake eating its own tail, like a circular thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's called Ouroboros. That's the circular symbol of a snake eating itself. The hypothetical kit would come with everything one needs to use their own cells to grow miniature human meat steaks. You scrape the inside of your mouth just like a regular, you know, like a DNA test.
Yes.
And then you can grow a steak. One of the designers says, people think eating oneself is cannibalism, but technically it's not. Because cannibalism invites eating someone else.
Yeah,
so before running to your wallet, know that this isn't a product. It's not available yet, Oscar. Mm. So don't look for it for Christmas. It was created by a scientist named Andrew Pelling, an industrial designer, and it's on commission. It was commissioned by the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Have you had the Beyond Meat products?
I've had one of them, yeah.
Which one?
The Beyond Burger I had.
Okay. Have you had the Beyond... I'm sorry, the Impossible Whopper, which is just a meat substitute, basically.
No, I've not had that. And also, I know that McDonald's is about to roll out the McPlant.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Impossible Whopper is good.
Okay.
And I say that shockingly because I wanted to hate it.
Sure.
Now, for those of you who love meat, you'll get the idea that it's not meat. But it is close enough where you're like, fine, this is healthy.
Well, I think the thing about the Whopper is that is a goopier fast food presentation with the mayonnaise and the tomatoes and lettuce and
but
stuff.
But I get no mayo. I've gotten no mayo my entire life.
Really? And yes. It still holds up?
Still holds up.
Huh. Well, know this, Oscar. Growing yourself ensures that you and your loved ones always know the origin of your food. If you buy a steak at the store, you don't know where it comes from. But if you scrape the inside of your mouth, wait 3 months, and grow yourself a steak out of yourself, you know exactly where it came from. Mm-hmm. Also, that it was acquired ethically and consensually. Yeah.
I like the idea of science getting us there, but I still believe that this impossible, this fake meat, which, by the way, most people aren't buying these days because it's just a little pricey.
It is very pricey.
And Maddie, if you could just chime in, is Rob frozen or is it just me?
Oscar's frozen for me.
Okay. Oh, you are both. Oscar is frozen now, but Rob is going.
The good thing about the Oscar, if you grow a steak out of your own self, you don't. You never have to freeze it. It's never been frozen. Lab-grown meat has not yet been approved for human consumption.
Oh, that's right. You're frozen. That's good.
So the amazing thing is they're working on it. It's not been approved, but some products could hit the store shelves in the few next years.
Now, bam.
Now, I'm okay with plant stuff and lab-oriented made meat, but I don't know that I'd ever want to make a sandwich out of me.
Yes.
I mean, where do you weigh in on that?
I think that this is a great headline. I think that there's probably stuff we eat that is not at all in any way, shape, or form healthy for us that we would probably, if we knew the origins it came from, we actually did that, we would not eat, right?
If you had to make a steak.
I would rather eat myself than eat something that I know too much about. You know what I mean?
If you had to make a steak out of everyone on the show, who would you eat first?
Oh, God.
I don't know why.
Probably you and Maddie, you simply seem like you have more of a flavor profile.
Do you think me, because it would be like Kobe beef?
Yeah.
Or veal.
Yeah, something that would be a soft meat, soft white meat.
Nicely marbled.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
I would probably eat pony.
No, you wouldn't get enough. You would actually be gypped. You'd pay the pound to be mostly bone.
No, because you're growing the meat from his cells. And here's the thing. I think they would have a naturally smoky flavor based from his past with cigarettes. It would be like having ribs.
That is hilarious.
That's where I would go. Mike would probably be, I'm sorry, hold on a second. Mike would probably be pretty marbled too, I would think.
A little behind the scenes. There's some work being done on the building here.
Yes. This,
and by the way, we're at our original location. Mm-hmm. Yes, Wisconsin Avenue.
Right.
So this might have affected our overall two-tier presentation. You can only control so much.
Yeah, you do what you can. Oscar, you control what you can control, and the rest you let God sort out.
No one's going supernova. We're fine.
No, we're fine. As a
Please
matter of
continue.
Fact,
continue.
I would love right now to just calm down, take a breath, and have a delicious Matt Bloom pulled pony sandwich.
All right, so we're going to continue recording.
Right.
And the network is down.
Okay.
But we're going to continue recording our show.
Okay, so we can continue. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break here.
Yes.
We really don't need to stop down. I have a COVID roundup, a whole bunch of things I want your opinions on.
Please.
Because, you know, we're in the middle of the spike. The holidays are coming up. So let's figure out our opinions and what's going on. And with the holidays coming up, everyone is affected. So we'll do that on the other side of this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, two B's, big head, not a good guy.
Oh.
Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything.
This part of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Movement. We all know that 2020 isn't by playing any of the usual rules, and that goes for holiday shopping as well. Oscar, I know we can't see each other on screen. Can you look through the glass for a sec?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. Look what I got here.
I see ya.
That is a rally green gunmetal Movement watch.
Love it.
I'm in love with it. I'm not a big watch guy normally because on my big meaty hands, watches tend to feel light and cheap. Not with Movement. Movement watches feel so solid and look so good, and they come in all different sizes, all different styles. I love the way this watch looks and feels. Movement watches have made gifting easy. Between shipping delays and the mess and stress of in-store shopping experiences, there are not a lot of great options this Christmas for you, but Movement makes clean and modern watches, killer shades, I got a pair of shades in my car too, blue light glasses and accessories. So getting great quality and style doesn't have to break the bank. Their Black Friday sale is live right now. And so you can get ahead of your holiday shopping with their biggest sale of all time. Movement watches really do feel like a $400 to $500 watch for a fraction of that price and are designed in-house at their Los Angeles headquarters. I love this watch. It's fantastic. It has all the bells and whistles, but it's understated. It just looks great. Check out Movement's biggest sale of the year with fast free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/TMOS. Don't waste any more time. Remember, that's MVMT.com/TMOS. And join the movement. We all have watches and shades from them. Great company, and also a sponsor that's been with us a long time. So please help them out.
Make a great gift.
It's a great gift. So Dr. Fauci, busy guy, comes out.
Busy.
Makes this statement. Santa Claus has innate immunity to COVID, so kids, don't worry.
Yeah, well, that's a sweet thing to say.
Well, I think it's true. I mean, think about it. I mean, through all the things we've been through in the past, flu and all the H1N1, Santa is above it all. And you know why? Because, as you know, he has a lot of innate immunity. And also, I love the fact that I'm trying to find the quote here. Dr. Fauci, the most trusted man in medicine right now, says, as you know, Santa is superhuman. So kids, don't worry. Gifts are coming. I think that's cool. So I like the fact that he took the time to. It's got to be a weird time. Luckily, my kids are older, and they sort of understand what's going on. I don't know what I would do if I was trying to deal with like 3 and 4 year olds right now. It's got to be scary.
Well, what I really think is you as a parent like understand the logic of like this progression of this innocence, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I would I can even fathom that just by being an uncle to my niece and nephew, both my nephews now and my niece,
right?
Because like even as a kid, my parents weren't really like hiding Santa Claus. It was just kind of like matter of fact.
Yeah.
I asked one of my friends this. Like maybe this is actually we haven't even talked about this. This is perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something that has to be said about, how do I put this? The idea of if your kids are younger.
Yeah.
And that they don't even, like they don't need to know this is happening.
You can like, shield them, yeah.
Yeah, you can completely shield them. And I asked this, like as I mentioned to my friend who has toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, like what's different? She goes, they don't even know this is happening.
Right.
And I said, I don't know if I can handle that, but that's probably the best way to go about this.
If you don't like, need to tell them that.
They don't know that the mask is something that isn't normal.
Right. You can almost make it a fun thing.
Yeah. So it's not scary for them as best as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know any different.
Yeah. The weirdest thing with my kids, and
They don't watch. Don't watch the news around their kids. They say it on purpose.
Right.
They don't talk about things around their kids on purpose because they don't want to have them fall out of this reality. So it's beyond Christmas.
But Christmas, they don't know any better. But Christmas is almost a good micro case study for it, though.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, this is broader than that overall. Yeah. Where you're like, how do you keep as much normal as possible, especially if they're little kids?
I would, if the kids were young, yes. I would definitely shield them from it.
Right?
I would not bring it into their purview. Why would you? You know, why give them that to worry about? It goes back, we were joking about it before. If it's something you can't control, why bust your head open over it? Don't do it. And that's the kids. I wouldn't share it with them. The weird thing with the kids is I see them both get bummed out that they're not with their friends and they're not able to go to school and do their activities. And I said, guys, I know that it really sucks, but know this, even though it seems like it's happening just to you, mm-hmm. it's happening to every 19 and 17 year old in the world. Everybody's going through this. It's not specific to you or your school or your county, and it's just something we all have to get through. And then I told Robert that Santa Claus would not get corona, and he was very, very happy. So. He said, Dad, you saved the day again. Yahoo has put together the top things that we have missed during COVID. I'm going to go from 10 to 1.
Please.
Tell me if this has affected you or not, okay?
Yes.
Going to bars.
A little bit, but I was already getting past that point in my life.
Yeah, I agree. This is one that hurts me, going to concerts.
Remember, I got burned out in concerts working for WHFS.
When you were on the ticket patrol?
Yeah, when you're Nick Sticker and you have to go to every single 9:30 club show. And by the way, don't be like, oh, how horrible could it be when you have to get there at 3 o'clock and the show's at 10 p.m.?
Oh, it's no good. No good working a concert. Yeah, I had a few tickets that I had to return, but, you know, shows I was going to go to. I pick and choose. I know it's really burdened Carrie and Julia because they love live music. Spending time with family, not so much for me. How about you? You still see your mom, right?
Yeah, but that's the biggest impact because I would have seen my brother and sister multiple times by now. And their
that's
kids.
True. That's true. Vacations?
Well, yeah, but that's my vacation, seeing my brother and sister. So, yes.
Yeah, true. So that 6 and 7 go together. Being able to have just a day out without stressing about it.
Oh, God, I miss that.
You know?
I miss that.
I do.
I miss being able to literally say I'm going to run down the street, especially living in the city,
mm-hmm.
and not be prepared for any hazmat situation.
I know, and you know what? People got to think about that, is that that is a much bigger deal in the city than it is in the burbs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because people don't stock up in the city. You do a lot of things spur of the moment, you go out and do it. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's right. This one has hit me harder than I thought. There have been several times I thought, God, you know, it'd be fun to see a movie. But do you think movie theaters will ever come back?
Yes.
I think it's going to be.
Eventually they will.
I think it's going to be a lot more spectacle movies. Big movies will be in theaters eventually. But I think little releases, I don't think they're going to be doing it anymore. I just see. This one doesn't affect me because I don't know anyone who goes to shopping malls anymore. Do you ever go to a shopping mall anymore?
No, I haven't gone since the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure. But I mean, before that, I mean, they're kind of dead, right?
No, every holiday season, it would be part of our tradition. We'd get to the destination, whether it was Los Angeles or
mm-hmm.
Orlando or Boston.
Right.
And then everybody would go to the mall. Like
gotta go to the mall, yeah. Annie Annie's.
Uh-huh.
And that sort of falls into number three, spending time with friends. And that does suck. That's the worst.
Yeah, I miss my... I said to Shannon, it's so weird we don't have friends. and she goes, well, I have friends. I was like, the proverbial we.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That when we have... The pandemic lifted, God willing, within a year
mm-hmm.
or in a year, that we're going to have to make new friends.
Yeah. But it's the new normal.
Who are we going to go out with?
Well, Oscar, I'll be your friend.
No, you won't drive to D.C.
Well, I didn't say that. You could be my friend if you drove to me.
Well, I mean, I have work friends, and you guys are my friends.
We could meet at Tyson's.
It's different.
Halfway. And also, and this is the weirdest, eating in restaurants without having to stress just like out of your mind the fact that, you know, going crazy just to go out to a restaurant. It's
stressful.
It is. And we've been going through this so long.
I haven't gone, but I could imagine if like somebody wanted to go. If my old man said, I want to go to Jimmy's.
Right.
I mean, I'll sit in his courtyard, but I'd be like, can we just
and use some carry-out?
No knock on you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
This is my own anxiety. I would say, can we just get takeout and we'll just tip really well?
You know what the amazing thing is that I was at Jimmy's this weekend, yeah. And I sat in the beer garden. It was great. He's got a great new special. He's got a steak made out of himself. It's delicious.
Love it.
So, love anyway, it. Folks, appreciate what we've got because those things will be coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They will. It's just it's kind of tough right now. Make the sacrifice so we have a better 21. We're going to come back and do an audio vault right after this.
Hello, my friends. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Haben Sie Uber about the coronavirus? Das ist crazy. So, I want to offer some advice because we need to protect senior citizens like your gross Mutter und your gross Vater,
the Kinder,
and each other. Hopefully, we can flatten the curve in time for Christmas so we can celebrate around the Tannenbaum and enjoy the presents and eat the Schwarzwaldkirschtorte and things. To do this, we must social distance, which is hard. I have to eat my own schnitzel at home because the restaurants are closed and stuff. No one is allowed to pet my miniature horse. And I can't make love to my housekeeper if I am 6 feet away. Is Max teed me so angry? But you can protect yourself by shopping at the TMOS shopping center at MikeOmeraShow.com, Target, and Walmart. Remember, we must obey the rules and we can beat the corona, okay? Good. Es ist bad disease, but at least it's not a tumor. Dankeschön.
Thank you, Arnold. Hearing Arnold reminds me that Mike will be back tomorrow. Yes. So tune in then.
He will.
I'm going to focus this spot, Oscar, on a select few of our listeners, okay?
Please.
It might not even apply to some of you, and if it doesn't, that's awesome. But if it does, I beg of you, pay attention. So, you're telling me you don't subscribe to the TMOS bonus show.
Mm.
So you are on the outside looking in. You'll never, ever truly feel included. And that's sad. For example, if you missed last week's bonus show, you don't know about Carla's kidnapping, Shannon's French school, Michael's missing tooth, a cameo appearance from Elizabeth O'Mara, or her boyfriend, or the time that Rob almost cut his arm off. And don't get me started on Carrie's circus catastrophe.
Mm.
You missed all of this. And if you don't subscribe, you're missing out on all of it, and you're missing out on the best and funniest way to support TMOS. Just go to just go to MikeOmeraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and you are there. Every bonus show ever at your fingertips. The bonus show, now and forever, your passport to the assport.
Mm.
Bonus show, buy it at MikeOmeraShow.com. Let's get stupid. Also, I didn't even mention, if you didn't do that, you didn't get to hear about Oscar and the tequila.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a fun bonus show this week. So please subscribe, and also, it makes a great gift. Let's open up the audio vault for today. That's Action Park.
We're already at the audio vault.
The audio vault is right next to Action Park. There we go. Action Park, audio vault for November 23rd, Monday, 2020. Let's start with this. What a day for Mike to be absent. Because the fact is, did you know, were you cognizant of the fact, Oscar, there was big news in Estero, Florida over the weekend. Did you see the video of the man rescuing his puppy from the alligator?
I did see that video.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the gator was probably three or four footer, and the guy with a cigar in his mouth sees his pup get grabbed by a gator, and cigar in mouth, he walks into the marsh or lake or pond or whatever it is and saves the puppy.
Here he is
talking about also his wife.
He just came out like a missile. I was able to save Gunner's life. And they're like children to us. He had one little puncture wound. My hands were just chewed up.
Keep your guard up. Enjoy, but don't get too close.
Yeah, enjoy the alligator, but don't get too close.
With his bare hands.
Yeah, people. It was amazing. It is. And I wonder, you know, they talk about the people that have the superhuman strength when they see something happen to their kid.
Yeah.
There's probably a little bit of that going on, that if you love your dog.
What a moment, too, because it was a little, like a toy dog.
Yeah, little guy.
And a little gator, but still sharp teeth.
Yeah.
Went in there and just pulled him from jaws of life.
Well, remember when we went to Gatorland?
And that sounds like a fake story, people. It happened.
We went to Gatorland, and it wasn't just gators. They had raccoons, too.
Yeah.
But they did a little show for us, and they pulled out a gator that was smaller than this guy. And they actually duct taped his mouth shut for the show. And when they were doing it, you saw the strength even the little guys have.
Mm-hmm.
Alligators, they scare me. I will never wear an Izod shirt. just because they make me nervous. So the show on HBO called Euphoria, I think it's coming back for another season.
Correct.
One of the stars.
I watched it.
His name, Lucas Gage.
He plays the star quarterback.
Okay, that sounds right. And he was doing a Zoom interview with a director. The director did not mute his mic, and the director started...
Not the director from Euphoria.
No, a director that was auditioning Lucas.
Okay.
And he was commenting on Lucas's apartment, but Lucas heard it. This is a pretty funny comeback.
These poor people live in these tiny apartments. Like, I'm looking at his, you know, background, and he's got his TV and you know...
Yeah, mute it. I know, it's a apartment. That's why give me this job, so I can get a better one. All right. Ready?
Oh my God, I'm so, so sorry.
No, it's totally, listen, I'm living
I'm
in a,
so sorry.
I'm living in a 4x4 box. It's fine. Just give me the job and we'll be fine.
He says, I know I have an S apartment. Hire me so I don't have to have an S apartment anymore.
You got to have a certain perspective on your life to look at somebody's apartment with a flat screen and crown molding. Cause I've seen this clip.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, that's such a terrible place to live. I would have murdered for crown molding and a flat screen at that age.
I love the fact that the director says, I'm muted. No, no, you're not. Hello.
At least he didn't have his wang out like that one guy.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see the whole video. And also, it is the show Euphoria. So there's no way,
way to see how explicit scenes.
All right. Here's a guessing game for Oscar. Game for Oscar. I'm going to play you someone rapping. You have to guess who the person is that is rapping. Here we go. Wear your crown or your tiara. Now is the time to bust out the mascara. Who needs shade? There's nothing duller.
We live in life in full technicolor. This is Yoko.
No, it's actually Meryl Streep.
What?
Meryl Streep, they've brought a Broadway show called The Prom that they're releasing as a film next month.
Oh, my God.
And this is her song in it. It's called Wear Your Crown. So it's Meryl Streep rapping. So look for that in the near future. Is there anything she can't do? There's a trend on TikTok this weekend, and I like this, and I think that we're probably, you and I are guilty of it a little bit, using a different voice in real life that you do at work.
Mm-hmm.
And they people do two different examples of it. The first one is a hotel worker.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jeanette Reyes, and I heard there's like a trend going on.
Forgive me. The first one is a hotel worker.
This is my regular voice. And this is my voice when I'm working room service. Hi, sir. Do you mind if I step in and set this down for you? How has your stay been so far?
So she has a definitely more pleasant voice than that. And also, the second one, I hit the button earlier. This is Jeanette Reyes. She's actually about to start at Channel 5 in Washington, D.C. And this is her anchor voice versus her real voice.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jeanette Reyes. And I heard there's like a trend going on TikTok where we show how we talk at like home and then how we would talk at work. So like our customer service voices. And so I wanted to give you an example of the difference between how I normally talk sometimes and then how I would talk at work. Good evening. You're talking. Now is 4:52. My name is Jeanette Reyes, and we have some breaking news to tell you about.
Yeah.
A pet llama has apparently escaped and is running the streets of Philadelphia. So it's like a little bit of a difference, I've been told.
I found it fascinating. I loved it. I loved
that
it.
That is cool.
Okay. Maddie, cool. Justin Bieber is sad.
Oh no.
Yeah. He's also angry at Google. Because he thinks they've stacked the metrics so that when you Google him now, the pictures that come up are when he had Lyme disease and he looks horrible. So the top hit for Justin Bieber is now sick Justin Bieber, and he's upset. There's a couple audio drops in this. That's in the source tape. I apologize in advance.
This is so frustrating considering I took a lot of time to get healthy and feel as though like people try to legitimately sabotage me. Now watch. All of the top photos are me looking disheveled, right? I was obviously going through a tough time, but it's like these are the photos that the media tries to run with. It's frustrating me. I wish they would change it. I've asked them to change it. I've done a lot of photo shoots since then, and they don't have to put these photos, but they do, and I don't know why.
Justin Bieber is a bright guy. He claims that he got Lyme disease from drinking Sprite. Hey, good news, Oscar. We're all dog owners, and an English pet food company has released the first Christmas song especially for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Raise the Woof. And what they've said they've done is they've incorporated notions of a praise from an owner plus sounds of toys and bells. This is apparently a song just for a dog.
Sit. Sit.
Oh, good girl.
Who's this? Who's this?
Would you like to go on walkies?
So there's your dog Christmas song. What do you think?
I'd blow it up, but also, I mean, who's to say that dogs don't want their own Christmas song?
Well, I've always just stuck with this one. Liz is Linus's favorite. And for what it's worth, it lives in my jukebox at K9. True story. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Close it up and have a good Monday, everybody.
That's it.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Please do. Don't forget, you can always reach us. It's so easy to do. Messages for the weekly mailbag, which we'll do tomorrow, can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day. Mike is back with us tomorrow. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. So for Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.